Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, is the name of this program. So I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Did you have a good weekend, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it was okay.
Just okay?
Well,
you know, everyone spent all day Saturday just waiting to see what was going to happen.
It was, yeah, Saturday was kind of, we dodged a couple of the tornadoes and everything.
Can you dodge a tornado?
Well, you can if you're fast.
Or does the tornado dodge you?
No, we dodge it if you're fast enough. I got to see, this is kind of cool. I got to see for the first time, okay, so Smithfield, Mississippi, you may remember if you follow storms, but about 2014 or so, they had a tornado that swept through Smithfield, Mississippi that took out the entire town, killed like 6-7 people, and they had to rebuild. Well, the high school rebuilt their basketball court under a dome, like a mini,
like at a college or professional, or
it's just like it's a dome. It's all indoor. It's just like a half of basketball. Hmm. But and it looked too small to me to be in there. But that's the storm shelter for
Smithfield. Your area.
Yeah. So we went there when one of the tornadoes was supposed to be getting close, and it's huge inside. Hmm. It's much bigger inside than it looks from the outside.
From the outside.
It's kind of like life.
Yes. Isn't it?
There was an earthquake in Mississippi over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
McGee, Mississippi.
An earthquake
in McGee, Mississippi. I think it was a 3.0.
Is that in the Bible?
No.
In Revelation?
No. I'm pretty sure it's not.
End of the world?
Yeah. Okay. A magnitude 3.0 earthquake.
Wow. That's not
March
an earthquake.
15th. So that was Saturday. 6 miles from McGee, Mississippi.
Rough day for the state.
Yeah.
Magnolia State.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Sadly, you know, people lost their lives in Taylorsville, Mississippi, right?
And but not from the earthquake.
Some tornadoes.
Arkansas.
Some people lost their lives.
I saw a video on X over the weekend, somebody living, I think they were in Missouri, and they were just looking their phones out, pointed outside. And they had hail filling up their, like, back patio. I mean, to, like, a foot of hail just coming down. And they were talking about how it destroyed 3 cars. And so,
are cars covered under your normal insurance if hail destroys the exterior?
I guess it depends on your policy.
Yeah.
Most of them all, I think flooding is maybe the one thing that flooding is some weird insurance companies don't cover almost anything with regard to flooding for some reason.
But, well, I know that, you know, if you just have liability on your car, you're not going to get covered. I just wondered if your average policy covers.
Good question.
Hail damage, for example.
Check that.
I don't know. All right, Steve, what's your first story?
Well, I just want to, before we begin the real exciting stuff of the day, I just want to shout out to any like junior high, middle school, or freshman JV basketball players in Los Angeles. If you're listening to us out there on our mobile app, which
is that's a big demographic for us, high school basketball players in Los Angeles.
If you know one, if your grandson happens to be one.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Sparks of the WNBA are looking for male practice players. They're having tryouts.
The women's pro basketball team.
That's right.
They want to practice against dudes.
They want to practice against guys. And so I figured, you know.
And high school guys?
They just said guys, but I'm thinking any decent high school guy probably could take them. I mean,
It's probably a good way to improve your game.
Sure it is.
No doubt.
WNBA.
But it's kind of an admittance that males are
generally
more athletic than females. Am I right?
I predict this will last about a month until the high schoolers start showing them up very badly, and then they say this isn't such a good idea. Let's say close the practices.
Didn't the USA women's Olympic team get beat?
Soccer.
In soccer by 15-year-old?
15 and under team.
Yeah.
The women's gold medal team.
Listen, it's insanity to think it doesn't make any difference whether men who claim to be women are playing in women's sports. I really have a hard time comprehending how you can be so blinded by your hatred of nature and probably your hatred of the God who created the nature we all live in, that you cannot see the problem with this, but they don't. They don't see it.
Well, look, facts get in the way.
Right.
All right. Did you guys talk about Mohammed Khalid in the first hour, the Columbia student that was expelled from the United States?
I don't think so.
Well, he was expelled, and the media is now catching up with Donald Trump. You know, he flooded the zone so much it takes him a couple of days to figure out what they should attack. But he was on Meet the Press with Margaret Brennan over the weekend. Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, was on talking about Mohammed Khalid. Marco Rubio was on Meet the Press, and he was asked. She asked him, "Is this just because of his speech? Is he just because he's got an unpopular opinion?" This is what his response was. Cut 10.
But is there any evidence of a link to terrorism, or is it just his point of view?
Yeah, they take over. You should watch the news. These guys take over entire buildings. They vandalize colleges.
Intensely.
They shut down
colleges. I'm asking about the specific justification for the revocation of his visa.
If he had told us, I'm going over there to become the spokesperson and one of the leaders of a movement that's going to turn one of your allegedly elite colleges upside down, people can't even go to school, library buildings being vandalized, we never would have let him in. And by the way, I find it ironic that a lot of these people out there defending the First Amendment alleged free speech rights of these Hamas sympathizers, they had no problem, pressuring social media to censor American political speech. So I think it's ironic and hypocritical. We want to get rid of Tren de Aragua gang members. They're terrorists, too. I don't know where we've gotten it in our head that a visa is some sort of birthright. It is not. It is a visitor into our country. And if you violate the terms of your visitation, you are going to leave.
Good for him.
They're not playing games anymore.
No.
Good for him.
And they and the Trump administration, people like Marco Rubio, when they say these things, they have the full support. Probably 75-80% of the American people, maybe higher. Nobody wants that Tren de Aragua. Nobody wants those people in here. They don't want those folks in our country. And they don't want people, I don't think, shutting down colleges and universities.
So this guy was on a visa.
Yes. Student visa.
Should have got a MasterCard, but anyway.
Well.
Bada boom.
Bada boom.
This guy was here on a government visa as a guest in the U.S., and he was found and known to be a pro-Hamas agitator who helped organize shutdowns of a major school, Columbia University.
Right.
And what Marco Rubio is saying is that's not the same as being a U.S. citizen.
Right.
If you're a guest, you can have your visa revoked if you're a instigator of terrorist activity or violent activity, and that's what we have accused him, this fella, of being.
Yeah. And, all countries do this. I remember, now I didn't agree with this, but the UK prevented several conservative speakers from coming over. They were invited by conservative groups to talk about homosexuality, especially the transgender movement. And the UK said, nope, you can't come in. We're not letting you in the country. Okay, so everyone does this. It's just people on the left and in the leftist media want to squawk when it's someone whose views are in line with their own, then they want to protect them.
Which was her point, was that you didn't have a problem when it was the government that wants to censor Americans.
Yes. So,
next story.
All right. Nobody trolls quite like President Trump. I got to tell you, over the weekend, he put out on his Truth Social an image of meme, I guess. It's a picture of his presidential photo when he was his first term. It's following, and on the other side, it's three pictures. The first one is his first term presidency. The second one is his now presidency. And in the middle, it's a picture of Joe Biden's auto pen.
The auto pen.
The
was
auto
in
pen
charge.
Presidency. And I bring this up because Donald Trump is saying that there is a problem. He tweeted this out over the weekend. The pardons that sleepy Joe Biden gave to the unselect committee of political thugs and many others are hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by auto pen. So you remember at the end of his term, Biden pardoned...
like the last 30 minutes
right,
before he left the White House.
All his family for future and current crimes, and the J6 committee members like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and everybody. And now Trump says, wait a minute, we are going to investigate them fully because their pardons are not valid because they were done with an auto pen. Now, auto pen, if you haven't been following the story, it's a mechanical device that actually holds a real pen, and a computer simulates or traces an actual signature, but it's the same signature every time, and the president obviously doesn't have to be the one that presses the button. You can do it without his knowledge, which Donald Trump is claiming was done often. He says in the post he didn't know what he was signing. He didn't know he was even signing them. So he's saying they're not valid. Something that maybe end up in the court if...
And that's what he said. He said, yeah. I can't make this decision. It'll be up to a court. The problem is, I think President Trump is probably exactly right that a lot of what was signed, Joe Biden had no idea that was being signed in his name. And the reason I say that is because Speaker of the House Mike Johnson said, we talked about this last week, that he had a conversation with former President Biden, and they, well, why did you do this? I think it had to do with natural gas in Louisiana. And Biden said, I didn't do that. And what had happened is, I guess it had been signed in his name. But I'm not sure there's any way to know which things were done without his knowledge and which things were not. I'm not sure how you get to the bottom of it.
The auto pen has been used often and frequently when doing things like the presidential Christmas cards, for example.
Yeah.
He doesn't sign all of those. And it's no problem. I mean, it's his signature. It's a pen, but it's like a copy of a print of a painting.
It's going out to thousands
right,
of people.
Right.
You can't expect the president to sign those.
But executive orders and bills?
That's a valid point. I don't know how you... I don't know how you regulate this, whether it's by some kind of law or whatever, but there's nothing wrong with saying if it's a law or an executive order, the president actually has to physically sign it.
What are the chances that somebody, I haven't looked at the list of people that he, you know, pardoned en masse at the end of his term, but for example, say that the Republicans have reason to come after his chief of staff. What are the chances his chief of staff snuck his name in that pardon list without the president knowing? Who would have known?
I want to
get out of jail free card here.
The problem is going to be, yes, it should be a law, but if it isn't a law, you can't go back and invalidate something that was done that's basically unregulated.
Yeah.
But I'm in agreement with you. If you're signing something, if the president has to sign something official, it should be the president, not the auto pen, because it is just ripe
for
abuse.
Boy, auto pen signing pardons for your family for potential crimes as you the last 30 minutes of your.
Now, as I'm thinking about it, there may be a case to say that there are thousands of his family that needed to be pardoned.
Yes.
So
he's running out of time.
But I mean, what I'm saying is if you can't personally sign that, you can't personally sign anything.
Right.
Because you may be incapacitated or don't even know what's going on.
That was the...
What if they asked Biden, hey, did you pardon your family before you left office? What if he says, I didn't do that.
Huh.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a mess. That was bizarro world. for 4 years.
Yeah.
Almost everything from start to finish was the Twilight Zone.
But the White House would, and the media, liberal media would tell us, he's sharp as a tack.
Oh, my goodness. How many people came out and said that?
Remember Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
On MSNBC in March of last year. Man, Biden's just top of his game.
Yeah.
I've never seen him this good. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he wasn't alone doing that.
And then 3 months later, he's going, he's got to go.
Yeah.
Same guy was saying, he's got to go. Talking about Biden.
And we had no idea.
We had no idea. He's going downhill 3 months. All right, next story.
All right. Hey, the French want their Statue of Liberty back.
Well, are they French givers?
They are. And apparently, they maybe are. So there's a center-left politician named Raphael Glucksmann.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I know. And he is upset with Donald Trump because Donald Trump has done stuff like he's pulled unthoughtful support of Ukraine, the Ukraine war. He's questioning support of Ukraine, and this guy thinks Russia should.
So he wants the Statue of Liberty back?
He wants the Statue of Liberty back. He's also criticizing Trump for cutting federal funding to U.S. colleges and research institutes, a move that led a French government initiative to bring some of them to France. So I don't know why he's upset with Doge, but apparently he is. So he thinks that he's trampling on freedom. So they want their Statue of Liberty back.
Well, to quote somebody I saw in a movie once, good luck. Come and take it.
Somebody tweeted back at him from here, said, you can have your Statue of Liberty when we get all of our soldiers who died on Normandy.
Yeah, listen, the world is filled with self-important politicians who like to stir the pot. And they're not getting the Statue of Liberty back. I said it, and I'm willing to stand behind it.
There you go.
I think I have 330 million people who'll...
Got your back?
Got my back.
Indeed.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Glaxco, whatever his name is.
Glucksmann.
What is it?
Glucksmann, if I got it.
Glucksmann.
Glucksmann. Glucksmann. Glucksmann.
That was a
Raphael.
That was a Batman villain, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Glucksmann.
Batman villain.
So.
Indeed.
I'm fighting the Glucksmann.
All right.
I'm Batman.
You saw that over the weekend, Donald Trump ordered the, I think you probably did talk about the raid on the Houthis, the military
raid. We did.
Raid. Well, there are some iconic photos coming out of the White House that people are calling that maybe the most iconic of his presidency, of him in his Make America Great hat, monitoring.
He was playing golf, man. He got called off the golf course.
He was monitoring.
Is that real?
Yeah.
With the headset?
Yeah.
While he's playing golf.
That was him.
He's getting.
I'm going to send this picture to Brent, who will be able to post it on our Facebook page.
He looks like a head coach, you know, like Ohio State or Alabama or something. And
what happened was He, Donald Trump, the president, was having a golf tournament at his own course over the weekend. I don't know if it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday or Friday and Saturday or whatever. So in the midst of this is when the bombing of the Houthis took place by the U.S. military. And so President Trump came off the golf course to watch this happen. Thus, he was in his... weekend golf attire,
which includes
the Make America Great Again hat, which he's worn, you know, on the weekend.
I think it's genius the way everything under the Trump administration is being turned into something approximating MAGA, you know, MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. I mean, every aspect of what he's doing is changed into one of those kinds of expressions. And we were talking about this morning that President Trump, he's 78, right? He's
78 and a half.
The guy is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, this has got to be some kind of genetic anomaly.
So Brent has put the picture up on our Facebook page. But I got to say.
He's just so full of energy, Hey, he's out playing golf, the golf tournament, probably while I was taking a nap on Sunday afternoon.
Right, you're 20
doing
years,
nothing.
You're 20 years his junior.
Yeah.
Or maybe not that much, 15 years.
This is what's
pretty incredible.
This is what amazes me about Donald Trump. I'm watching, I'm looking at this picture of him monitoring the reign of terror on the Houthis, where he's killing leaders, killing people on his order. And
just to make sure, he's raining justice
down
these people because they've been attacking innocent merchant vessels
and U.S. Army vessels, Navy vessels. Sorry,
yes, right. And Israel.
And yes, the Houthis have been the terror group that's been ignored by the State Department and the military until now. So I'm looking at this image of him. He's in his Make America Great Again hat, 45, 47, but he just looks, I'm thinking, you know, 20 years ago, this is the same guy that would have this same pose when he's talking to somebody about a high-rise building. And a couple years before that, it was about fixing a skating rink in New York City, which is one of the stories in his book that he fixed.
Art of the Deal.
Art of the Deal. And he would have the same look on his face. Nothing seems too big for this guy. It's just the image of him. I mean, Joe Biden, you sometimes got that, you know, the look into the void or the lost look. He just, nothing looks like it's.
He's used to fixing problems and finding people who can fix it. So you got two astronauts, right, two people stranded in space. He, however this unfolded, but basically calls up Elon, says, hey, can you get them down? All right, do it. Because Elon can do it.
By the way, that's going to happen. Or that is happening as we speak. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I watched videos of the astronauts. This the headline now is on Fox, stranded astronauts now expected to return sooner than expected. So a lot of people have seen the video of the replacement crew coming up and being greeted by those who've been stranded.
Did you guys see the first guy that came through the porthole?
Not until you showed it to me.
So they've been waiting. They've been there months and months.
Who's they, for those who don't know?
The two NASA astronauts who were stranded up there because the NASA space capsule couldn't take them back after like 6 days. So they've been up there months waiting to be rescued.
They've been up there like 8 months or so.
Right. And so finally, Elon Musk's capsule gets up there, and they open the hatch, and out comes a guy in an alien mask.
Yeah, that was funny.
It's one that completely covered his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Phone Home? Was it?
Well, it wasn't an E.T. mask, but E.T., it was the big eyes and the gray skin.
You know, so Elon Musk company,
yes,
Space
X,
they're the ones who went up there and got the two astronauts, and now they're bringing them home.
And they could have done it earlier, except Joe Biden and the Democrats did not want to give Donald Trump Elon Musk.
That's
a
what
win.
Elon Musk said.
Yeah,
That Biden didn't want him to go up there and get them.
And one of the astronauts said that.
One of the astronauts confirmed it.
You know, they were saying that they're going to have to really monitor these folks when they get back to Earth because they've
been weightless
for 9 months or 8 months or whatever. All right, thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Ed and Fred and Brent Creeley, our producer. Did anybody else make a contribution from this show today? I don't think so.
Except
for our fine listeners.
It's just
who made a contribution by tuning in. Have a great day. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Everybody, we'll see you back here tomorrow.